Yes. Well, we're just about out of here, but I want to do this earlier, but John Lightning convinced me not to. We had a caller 2 weeks ago who reached out and called us on the air, and the gentleman's name was Blue Ocean, and we spoke on the air 2 weeks ago, and he invited me to his concert. I couldn't go because I was going to see some other concert that night. And he said, oh, you know, it's okay. You'll catch me next time. And I said, yeah, Blue, that'll be fun. And during the performance, Blue had a heart attack, and 2 days later he passed. And we really had a nice time chatting and a great time chatting offline, off the telephone. And he was going to be here tonight, and unfortunately, due to his untimely passing, Blue Ocean couldn't make the show tonight. But I'd like to play an excerpt of the interview the chat that Blue had with Barry and I. And Barry were talking about this fictitious band that we were in, making phony baloney stuff. And Blue reached out to call, and I want to play two tunes by Blue. One is something that's an original tune, and Blue also was the original drummer in the Monkees, one of the studio session guys who are always uncredited with their role in making the Monkees sound great, and he's a drummer. So I want to play that excerpt from Blue Ocean 2 weeks ago, and Blue, thank you, my friend. Rest in peace, and wish you could have made the show. I'm sure you wish so too. Bye. And we as, you know, former band members really should talk about this band, this Capricorn recording artist band that we were in.
Well, we were very young at the time.
Younger than today, yes.
That's right.
And what are your recollections of the band?
Let's see, what do I recollect from those days?
I hear ringing
bells. Lots of ringing bells. Now, I could never tell where they were coming from.
I can't either. Anyway, this is 11L Radio New York International. Who are you?
Hi, this is Blue Ocean. How are you?
Hey, Blue Ocean. How you doing? How you doing out there?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm doing a radio show. Thank you for calling. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Well, I had talked to Dave the other day. And
oh, that's me. Oh, yes.
Oh. Yep, and I told you I would try to call today. So here I am. I wanted to say hi and tell you your station is great. I really enjoy it, and I hope that a lot of other people get to enjoy it, you know?
Well, I hope so, too. That's the whole point of this little exercise.
But it's a great station. I really think that you guys are doing a great job.
Well, thank you. Thank you
very much.
I don't have any of your songs lined up in the player, but if I can't...
That's all right. I'll send some in the snail mail in a couple of weeks. Maybe we can do a little thing if you want. But for today, I just wanted to wish you a happy Father's Day if you're a father.
I am.
Well, the Father's Day.
I'm still a kid at heart to myself, but I do have a son. Yes, thank you. Are you a father?
No.
Well, you know, you sure?
Not positive, but I'd say 98%.
98%. Well, that's better than Mark Wiener, you know, or whatever his name is.
His name is Anthony.
Anthony Wiener, whatever. I'm sorry. I'm being very political here. But Blue, why don't you give a plug for what you do and who you are? Because a lot of people have no clue that, you know, you're really talented.
They have no clue about Blue.
They have no clue about Blue. I like that one, Barry.
I've been playing since 1967, and if you want to see or hear anything about me, the easiest way is to go to Blue, B-L-E-U, it's spelled French, Native American, but that's my spelling of my name. It's BLEU-Ocean.com, and that's my website, and there you can see, you know, hear music, see pictures, get links to MySpace, etc. I've been playing since 67. I was actually in a band called Sundowners. We were the backup band for the Monkees back then.
Mm-hmm.
We simulated their music, which was a fiasco in itself. And CVS kept me on. I've been a session drummer and percussionist since then. I've worked on The Wall with Pink Floyd on Bring the Boys Back Home, and done numerous amounts of things. It would take a whole more than a show to put that together, but I would tell you that now I am in a great blues band called the New York Blues Project, and we are playing this Friday, which is seems to be the busiest day for you guys.
It really is. It really is. Can you change the date to another day and just cancel?
Yeah, well, we'll move it to Saturday. No, but we're going to be at P&G from 9 to 11 this Friday.
Uh-huh.
And then we're also going to be doing a big thing out in the Long Branch in August. You can go to my website for more information on that. That's going to be free. It's outdoors, and it's right on the beach.
Very cool. Well, you got to keep me informed when you're doing some more stuff in New York City, because Jersey and I don't get along well. You know?
Oh, okay. We'll send a bus out for you guys.
Bus? One of those VW mini micro buses with the circles and arrows and the...
Yeah, Ken Kesey's bus is coming for us.
But the whole band is based out of Manhattan. So, you know, once you're in Manhattan, you're in Manhattan. Like, anything else seems like you might as well go to Europe if you're going out of town, right?
That's true. I missed the show with the Deadbeat Poets out in Bordentown, New Jersey. That, to me, is like, you know, the New World. It's like what Columbus was looking for, you know? It's just too far away. You know, I'm car-free, and...
You know, even Brooklyn, if you haven't been out of Manhattan, could be far away.
No, everything is reachable by Brooklyn. There are trains, there are buses, and it's the most accessible borough in the...
Well, we'll have to work on trying to tempt you out here, Blue, so you can come tell stories in the studio with us someday.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, Blue, if you're doing nothing 3rd of July, you're welcome to come by and hang out and get on the air and, you know, have a couple of hot dogs and a couple of sliders and...
Okay, maybe if I do, I'll definitely bring coffee. I heard that. If that's what you need, right?
That works.
Yes, and there's a Dunkin' Donuts right on the corner. You won't have to go far.
Hey, Blue, thank you for calling us. I got to keep going here because...
Thank you for having me on the air. And again, happy Father's Day. And this is Blue Ocean. It's www.blue-ocean.com.
And the next,
well, and thank you again.
Thank you, Blue. And you know what? The next time, I'm going to have some music for you folks. And, you know, maybe even do a Blue Ocean pre-show. That would work, too.
That would it.
Sure.
We could tie together a lot of the songs you worked on.
Thanks, Blue. Be well, be happy, be safe, but most importantly, be gone.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you, my friend. Take bye-bye. Care. Hey, that was Blue Ocean here on 11L Radio New York International. As I'm cool.
Made it in. This is Blue Ocean, and welcome to MySpace. You'll be listening to a new track I recorded called 56th Street Cabaret Blues. It's all about my neighborhood in Midtown Manhattan and my experiences there. Hope you enjoy it. Do leave me a post. And drop by anytime. Don't be a stranger. Rock it to the max. Blue Ocean, over and out. I got 56th Street. I said cabaret blues. I got 56th Street. I said a cabaret blues. I said, you can have it, honey, just like I do. Let me show you how. First you go down to Cancun's, around the corner to the Possible, then around the corner to the Triple Inn, up the block to the Hip Factory, into the park after dark, 56th Street, Cabaret Blues. I got 56th Street. I said Cabaret Blues. I got 56th Street. I said a Cabaret Blues. I said, honey, you can have it. You can be hooked too. Let me show you how. Get it. Hey. set of cabaret blues. I got a 56th Street. I said a cabaret blues. You could have it, honey. You could be hooked too. Let me tell you how. First you go down to the Possible 20. Get yourself a drink. Swing right around the corner to the Triple Inn. Get yourself a double. Go off to the Hit Factory. Then go to my house and then go into the park. After dark, I got 56th Street. I say cabaret blues. I got 56th Street. I said a cabaret blues. I said, come on, baby. Come with me. You could be hooked, too. Cabaret blues now. 56th Street.
Here we come, walking down the street. We get the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around. But we're too busy singing to put anybody down.
Thank you, Blue, for being my friend, even though it was a 6-minute phone call. But after hanging up with you, felt that I knew you a long time, and I want to thank you and everyone out there. Reach out and touch and hug somebody, because life is precious and you never know when it's going to end. You really don't. Be well, be happy. Thank you, everyone. And check out this great, great drum solo on a commercial that the Monkees did that Blue was probably behind the drums. It's one of the great drum solos in a commercial of all time. Thanks, everyone. Be well, be happy, be safe, and have a great 4th of July.
The Monkees, brought to you by Kellogg.
K-E-L-L-O-G-G.